continuing on Daf Samachay. If a person dies before his carbon is brought, it must be put to death. This is a case of Chatas Shemesa Bahala, which is one of the five cases of Chatas Shemesa. The Pasuk in Vayikra of Shana Tamima teaches us that if a person sells his house in a walled city, he has 1 year to buy it back, 1 year to change his mind. Rebbe says 1 year is equal to 365 days, in other words, a solar year. The Chachamim say it's equal to 12 lunar months, or 13 months in a leap year. Daf Samach Vav. Ein makdishin, v'ein marichin, v'ein machrimin, bizman hazeh. You're not allowed to make something hektish, to do erichin, or putting possessions in cherim. V'im asa, let's say a person did this, then he must put away or let the animals die, since hektish may be chal, and we don't want people to be mayel. In other words, we don't want them to be yavi lidei takala. We then have a Mishnah that says, after the two other viduyim, then he does a third vidui on the soyer hamishtaleach. This is for all of Klal Yisrael. And what he says is the nusach as follows. Ana Hashem, chatu avu pashu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael, ana Hashem kaperna lechatoyim, Lavoines, Vlapishayim, Shachatu, Vishavu, Vishapashu, Lefanacha, Amcha, Beis Yisrael, Kachasu, Besaris, Moshe, Avdecha, Lamer, Kibayam, Hazei, Chaper, Alechem, Latar, Eschem, Mikol, Chatosechem, Livnei Hashem, Titaro. We actually paskin that the order is not like this. We say, as we've mentioned numerous times before, that the order is Chotasi, Avisi, Pashati. We start off with the easier Averis and then move on to the harder Averis. Then, as the Mishnah says, what exactly happened? Ve'akayanim v'ha'am ha'imdim ba'azara, kishayu shaymim shem ha'mafarish, shahu yaitzim yipki kayan gadol, hayu karim u'mishtachavim v'neiflin al p'neihem v'yomrim baruch shem kavayid malchusay li'aylam avad. This is recognizable from the nusach of the Avaida in Musaf on Yom Kippur. They would stand in the Azara, and when he would say the shem ha'mafarish, everyone would bow down. They would answer, of course, baruch shem kavayid malchusay li'aylam avad. Today we actually bow only once, which is at the end of the piyut. When we say at the end of this particular piyut, everyone bows down in the shul. After this, the Kohen Gadol would give the sayer to a shliach to take it out to the midbar. Everyone was kosher to be the shliach, although they made a takana to send it with one of the kohanim. And they created a special high ramp which led outside of the Azara, going out towards the midbar, to leave Yerushalayim, to prevent people from pushing the sayer out. People used to reach out to the sayer to pull out hairs, actually, from the sayer, to get it to move quicker, so they built a special bridge. From the pasuk we know, Shlichus HaAzazel is Doicha Shabbos and is Doicha Tuma. So if the sayer, for example, is sick, the shliach is mamish allowed to carry it on Shabbos out into the midbar. This is not like Reb Nosson, who holds Chai Noisei Asatzmai, that a chai is allowed to be carried anyway, because a chai is noisei asatzmai. Because if it was like Reb Nosson, why would you need the special pasuk to teach us that? We know this particular inyan from the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, where we say chai noisei asatzmai. But obviously, if a chai is not able to carry itself, for example, like a baby, no one would hold that chai noisei asatzmai. The Gemara says, just like there was an issur deraisa on Shabbos to carry more than four amos in Rishus Harabim, or from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Harabim, the same halacha applies to Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, and it's considered like Shabbos, but not considered like a yontif. The shlichas of the sayer is not ma'akev the kapara. So, if for some reason that didn't happen, it's not ma'akev the kapara at all. The Gemara says that if a sayer got sick, you're allowed to carry it. If the shliach got sick, then you're allowed to get a second shliach. And if the sayer does not die after being pushed, the shliach should kill it. The Gemara says Rebbe Eliezer was asked numerous shilas by his Talmidim, but he refused to answer them, not because he didn't know the answers, but rather because he had a policy. Shaloi amar davar shaloi shama mipi rabbi. Rebbe Eliezer never said anything he didn't hear from his rabbein. The Gemara says people who were involved in the Maisa Egel died in one of three ways. However, no one in Shevet Levi was chayte in the Maisa Egel, so of course no one died. The Mishnah then says the mountain used to push off the Azazel was 12 mil from Yerushalayim, and there were booths, sukkos, along the way for the shliach to rest. In total, there were 10 sukkos. The Mishnah continues and says that a person would escort the shliach between each of the sukkos a distance of a tchum, a distance of 2,000 amas, because obviously a person normally was not allowed to walk more than the distance of tchum, more than 2,000 amas, except for the mishalach, the shliach. The mishalach would take a long strip of red wool, half tied to a rock on the mountain, and the other half between the horns of the sire. He would then push it down this mountain. This mountain was referred to as a tzuk, which was rocky and steep. That's why it was called the tzuk. And he would push the sire down. The sire's back would be facing the bottom of the mountain. After pushing the sire down, he would then walk back to the last sukkah and wait there till the end of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, normally a person can only walk 2,000 amos on Shabbos, in other words, a distance of one meal. However, we know that a meal can be extended an additional 2,000 amos via the use of an Erev Tchumen. The Gemara says that in each sukkah there was food and drink, and they would tell the shliach that there was food and drink if he needed it. Although there was never a case that he actually needed it, but this was a psychological advantage. What was the psychological advantage? Because we say, Ein adayma, misha yeshlei pas pesalei, le misha ein lei pas pesalei. You can't compare a person who knows he has bread in his basket, so to say, to a person who does not have bread in his basket. And since the shliach knew that there was always food and drink, it would give him the advantage, it would make him, give him the confidence to move on forward until he got to the final mountain. Now here was actually a machlekes rishainim, if there was a special heter for the shliach to eat if he was weak stam, or maybe he was only able to eat if he was considered a sakana, if he was considered a chayla sheyesh by sakana. This particular klal of ein adayma mi sheyesh lei pas pesalei l'misha ein lei pas pesalei actually may point to the bracha of having a parnasa, in that when a person has a parnasa, the menuchas hanefesh that he has because of the parnasa usually extends to other areas of his life as well. The Gemara says that they used to tie a red string, a lashon shel zahiris, on the Pesach ha'ulam. This was related to the red string that was tied on the sar la'azazel. If this lashon shel zahiris turned white, the people were very, very happy because they knew that their chatayim were forgiven. However, if it would not turn white, then many of the people would lose hope on Yom Kippur that maybe their chatayim were not forgiven. So Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was masakin instead of putting it on the Pesach Ulam, to put it on the Sawyer instead. So only the Shliach saw it on Yom Kippur. Everyone else found out the results after Yom Kippur. This inyan of Lashon Shel Zahuris is learned from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Im Yiyu Chata'echem Kashanim Kisheleg Yalbino. And of course we had the Shaya that we asked before, how is it possible to tie this Lashon Shel Zahuris, since this was considered only a Takanas Chachamim from Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, how is it possible that it was Oiver, that it was Daicha actually, the Isur Deraisa of tying a Kesher Shal Kayama on Shabbos, and we left that at a Tzorachin. The Gemara says if someone finds limbs of the Azazel at the bottom of the mountain, it's a machlaikis if they're mutter or aser bahana. The Gemara says that the Azazel is mechaper on Arayath, and the word Azazel comes from the Avera of two people, Uzzah and Azoyel, the two Malachim in the time of Noach who were Oiver in Arayath. We say that there are mitzvahs which the Yetzer Hara, there are certain mitzvahs which the Yetzer Hara retorts to. These don't make any sense. Some of these mitzvahs include Chazer, Shatnez, Yevama, Mitzera, and the Sayer HaMishtaleach. We then have a Mishnah. After giving the Azazel to the Shliach, the Kohen Gadol goes to the Par and the Sayer that will be burnt and takes out the Emurim to be Makdir on the Mizbeach. If the Gemara says, some Karbanas required Hefshit Venituach, skinning them and cutting them up, before they are burnt on the Mizbeach, and others were burnt whole. Taf Samaches. The Mishkan had three machanais, the machna Shechina, the machna Leviyah, and the machna Yisrael. Equivalent to these in the Beis HaMikdash were the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, which were equivalent to the machna Shechina, the Harabayas, which were equivalent to the machna Leviyah, and Yerushalayim is a city which was equivalent to the machna Yisrael. The Par and the Sayer were taken to the outside of all three of these machanas to a place called the Beis Hadeshen. Deshen is ashes, where they were burnt. The ones who burnt them, their begadim became tameh. And finally, we have a Mishnah that says, in Yerushalayim, they knew when the Shliach reached the mountain. In the Beis HaMikdash, how did they know exactly when the Shliach finally reached the mountain to push off the Azazel? They would know this because they would signal with flags from one sukkah to the next. And then everyone would know. After this point in time, they could get to the next mitzvah, which was the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. This ends the sixth parak of Masechtas Yuma. Now let us begin the seventh parak, Boloi Kayen Gadol. We have a Mishnah. After the Shlichas HaAzazel, there is a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to read from the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. He reads the Avodas HaYom from Parshas Acharemas, and he reads from Parshas Emor about Yom Kippur. And finally, he reads from the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas, but that he reads Baal Peh. After reading, they say eight brachas, including Ritzei, Al HaTorah of Yal HaAvodah, She'oischa Levatcha, and Mechal La'avoy Neseinu. The Gemara says that the Kriya is not considered part of the regular Avodah, therefore the Kohen Gadol does not have to wear the special Big Day Lavan in order to read from the Torah. And finally, the Gemara says one is not allowed to sleep with his tefillin on, or wearing Big Day Kahuna, because of the Chashash of Shema Yafiach, maybe he will pass gas. Daf Samach Tes. One is not allowed, Mide Rabbanan, to lie down on Kilayim, because it's possible that the Kilayim will wrap around him, and if it wraps around him, he could potentially be over at Isser Daraisa. The Rambam says that Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehanas Mehem. Therefore, there is no Isser of Me'ila if a person Stam wears them, except if a person wears the Avnate, the belt. And that's because the Avnate contains Shatnas, therefore it's Usser to wear. The Gemara says that the 25th day of Teves was called Yom Har Gerizim, and it was a day for happiness. Why was that? Because Shimon HaTzadik was able to save the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed by the Kusim. Therefore, on that day, we do not make Hespedim. We say that we see from the reading of the Torah on Yom Kippur that it's mutter to give kavod to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, because the people got aliyahs even one in front of the other. The Gemara says, Ein yeshiva ba'azara ela l'malchei beis David bilvad. A person is not allowed to sit in the azara unless he's from the kings of Beis David. The Gemara says, every 7 years we call Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash to read from Mishnah Torah, to read from the Seder Dvarim. This is what we refer to as Hakel. We say the Nusach of Brachas from the Torah, for the Torah, the Brachas that were said on the Torah when someone got an Aliyah, were different then, in those days, in the Beis HaMikdash than they are today. For example, instead of just saying Goyal Yisrael, they would add on Elokei Yisrael Mino Olam V'Yad Ha'Olam. Also, then they did not answer Amen as we do today, but rather they answered a bracha with Baruch Shem Kavayid Malchusai Li'olam Vayid. The Gemara says that the Shem HaMafarish is not supposed to be said outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Chanina says Chaysmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered truthful. The Gemara asks, why was the generation at the end of Golos Bavel called the Anshei Knesses HaGdaila, the Great Assembly? So the Gemara answers, since they returned the crown to the way it used to be, that's why they were called the Anshei Knesses HaGdaila. What does this mean? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu used the Nusach, Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam, they, at that time, during that generation, they brought it back as the Nusach. And they were able to do this because they witnessed very big Nisim happen to Klal Yisrael. So they were able to say, Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. What were some of these things that they saw? They saw, for example, Purim. And that fit this description, therefore they were able to return to that particular Nusach. The Gemara says that at that time there was a Meturgeman who used to translate the Torah into Aramis as it was being read. And finally the Gemara says, we're not allowed to skip from one parsha to another in the Torah if they're speaking about different inyanim. However, if it is the same inyan, we're allowed to skip. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol was able to jump from Parshas Acharemos to Parshas Emor because it was speaking about the same inyan. We also learn in Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Mem Dalet that Bizman Hazeh, if it's Be'inyan Echad, if it's speaking about the same thing, we are allowed to skip around. And we know we do this every Tainus when we lane Vayechal, that we skip around Parshas Kisisa. Dafayin. The Gemara asks, why does the Kohen Gadol have to read the last Parsha from Parshas Pinchas by heart? Why not just do Galila? And for the Gemara, it's not covered at Sibor, and it would take up too much time. Frak the Gemara, so why not just bring a second Sefer Torah? So Rav Huna Rav Yehuda answers, Mishum Pegamai Shal Rishon. People will think that the first Sefer Torah was Pasul, therefore we don't bring another Sefer Torah. Also, Reish Lakish gives a second Teretz, Mishum Bracha She'en Tzricha. Since the Kohen Gadol made the brachas on the first Sefer Torah, now he's going to have to make the same brachas over again on another Sefer Torah, and it's a Bracha She'en Tzricha, therefore we're not allowed to do this. Frakti Gemara, are we really Chayshish for Pegam? We know that if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos during Chanukah, so we actually take out three Sefer Torahs. One where we lay in the regular Parshas HaShavua, one where we lay in the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and one where we lay in from the Nesiim regarding Chanukah. And for the Gemara, it's okay by Hanukkah since three different people are called to the Torah. However, and therefore there's no chash of pagam, and therefore there's no chash of brachashay netzricha. However, here where we're talking about one kohen gadol, and he has to read from three sifrei Torah, we're chayshish for pagam, and we're chayshish for brachashay netzricha. Ayin and Simon kuf mem dalet sif gimel, to see that bisman has actually legavi Hanukkah, this is okay. The Mordechai, in the second parak of Masechta Megillah, brings a raya from our Gemara that if a mistake is found in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you should not take out another Sefer Torah. As Reish Lakish says in our Gemara, it will cause a bracha she'ena tzricha when you have to make a new bracha on the second Sefer Torah. It's the same person making a second bracha rishayna. So what are you supposed to do if this happens? If you're in a place where you can stop, in other words, you've already lain three psukim, you should stop and end the aliyah. However, if you have only read, Lamashal for example, only two psukim, and therefore you're not allowed to stop, and then you find a mistake, you should finish the third pasuk, Balpeh, since you're not allowed to take out another Sefer Torah because it's a bracha she'ena tzricha. The Maribe Rav argues, and he holds the exact opposite. You should always take out another Sefer Torah in the middle of an aliyah, because you're not allowed to make the after bracha on a pasla Sefer Torah. Lahalacha, the Ramah, in Simon, Kuf Mem Gimel, compromises these two shitas rishayna. If you've already read three psukim, so therefore you're allowed to stop, you should make the after bracha, and only then take out another sefer Torah. This is like the shita of the Mordechai. However, if you read less than three psukim, and you're not allowed to stop, then you take out another sefer Torah in the middle of the aliyah, and no extra bracha is recited. This is like the shita of the Mari Bei Rav. The Ritva and the Taisvis Shishanim ask, how can the Kohen Gadol read this inyan by heart? This is Osir, since we know Dvaram Sheviksav, Iyatar Shai La'amre Balpeh. Something which is written in Torah, you're not allowed to read it Balpeh. So they answer, these psukim are not read as part of a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, but rather just simply to tell over the story of the Avodah. In other words, we didn't read it like we read Parshas HaShavua every week, where we have a mitzvah to do that, but rather, we just read it to tell over the story, just as we do today in Musaf, where we read over the whole story of the Avodah, so we're familiar with what exactly happened on Yom Kippur. And finally, the Gemara says there is an inyan to be present at the viewing of a mitzvah, since we say, B'roiv Am, Hadras, Melech. Let us recall again the five stages of the Avodah, of Yom Kippur. Each of the five stages had a change of clothing, a tefillah, in the mikveh, and two sets of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The first stage was in Big Day Zav. This was for the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the regular avodah is done throughout the year. The second stage was in Big Day Lavan. This is where we did the major avodahs of Yom Kippur, which was special to Yom Kippur, including where the Kohen Gadol went to the Kodesh Kadoshim. The third stage was in Big Day Zahav, for Eloi v'El Ha'am. The fourth stage was Big Day Lavan, to take out the Kafu Machta from the Kodesh Kadoshim. And finally, the fifth stage, back in Big Day Zav, was for the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. The one thing missing so far from all of the Gemaras is the Karban Musaf. What about the Karban Musaf exactly? We know that on every Yontif, we brought a Karban Musaf. What about on Yom Kippur? What exactly was the Karban Musaf? As background, we know from Parshas Pinchas that the Musaf of Yom Kippur included a par, a bull, an ayil, a ram, and seven sheep. These were all oilis. Also part of the Musaf was the Soyer Lachatas. This was the same as every Yontif. And here, the Soyer Lachatas is referred to as the Soyer Hachitzain, or the Soyer Hanase Bechutz. In the Mishnah, everyone agrees that Eloi v'El Ha'am is done at the third stage, wearing the Big Day Zav. The question is the Musafin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we bring the seven Kvasim in the third stage. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the seven kvasim were in stage number one, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the same thing with the par, that was in stage one, after the Tamid Shel Shachar. And the Soyer Hanase Bechutz was brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. After stage three, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh, put on the Big Day Lavan, and took out the kaf, the spoon, and the machta from the Kodesh Kadoshim. Stage number five is with the Big Day Zahav, when he's makter the k'taras shalbein harabayim, and he did the hadlakas haneris. He then puts on his own clothing, and they escort him to his house. The Kohen Gadol would also make a suuda for his friends for coming out safely from the Kodesh Kodashim, and this was done, of course, after Yom Kippur. The interesting thing about this Mishnah and all the Gemara so far is that we still don't really have a complete picture of the order of the Avodas Hayom with all of the elements of the Musafim included. The Gemara goes through a long arichas on this. What I'll try to do is summarize the key shittas. What you'll see is a lot of, according to the shittas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, it's not exactly what you see in the Mishnah, because the Gemara goes through some more finer detail about some of the things that are not specifically mentioned in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, which is today the Piyut Ashkenaz, in the first stage, the Kohen Gadol would bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. In the second stage, which was the primary stage of the Viduyim, he would bring his par, which was the par of the Kohen Gadol for him and Beisai and the other Kohanim, and the Sayer of the Am, which was referred to as the Sayer Lashem. In the third stage, he would bring the Ayel and the El Ha'am, which was referred to as Eloi V'El Ha'am, and also the Emure Par V'Sayer Hanisrafim. The fourth stage, according to everyone, was the Hotzos Kafu Machta from the Kodesh Kadoshim. And finally, in the fifth stage, he would bring the Par, the Shiva Kvasim, and the Sayer Hanasa Bechutz, and of course, that would be followed by the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, Lefi Shitas Rashi, which is the Piyut of Svard today, the Tamid Shal Shachar, of course, was brought in the first stage, but also in the first stage, the Par and the Shivas Kvasim were brought. In the second stage, the Par and the Sayer were brought. In the third stage, the Sayer Hanasa Bechutz and the Eloi V'Yelaham were brought, and also the Emure Par V'Sayer Hanisrafim were brought. Of course, in the fourth stage, you had the Hotzos Kafu Machta, and finally, in the fifth stage, was the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. This is according to Shitas Rashi in Rabbi Akiva. And the primary difference between Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, all Karbanos Musaf, the Par, the Shiva Kvasim, and the Sar Hanaseh Bechutz were brought at the end of the day, with the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. But according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Par and the Shiva Kvasim were brought at the beginning of the day, with the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Sar Hanaseh Bechutz was brought in stage number 3, in the middle of the day. Then, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have the Shita of Tosfos, which is similar to the Shita of Rashi. The only difference is that the Emure Par, the Sar Hanisrafim, instead of being brought in the third stage, were brought in the fifth stage, together with the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. Then, finally, we have the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rambam is a completely different Shita in Rabbi Akiva. He says similar to the other Shitas, except what he says, which is so different, is not only was the Emure Par brought in the third stage, which was similar to the Shita of Rashi, but he says a very big Chiddush in that the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim was also brought in the third stage. Not like everyone else holds, where the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim was brought at the end of the day in the fifth stage. And according to the Rambam, the only thing that was done in the fifth stage was the Haktara of the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. That was brought at the end of the day. But otherwise, the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim in of itself was brought in the third stage. The Gemara continues by saying that there's a machlekes in Rabbi Akiva by the seven kvasim, if they were brought all together, or if they got split up. We say that all karbonos on Yom Kippur must be brought from the choicest of the herd of animals. And finally, the Gemara says that the formula of 5 tefillos and 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur was halacha l'moshe misinai. Dafayin alf. When the Talmidim of Pumpadisa left each other, they said, Mechaye chayim yitin locha chayim toivim v'aruchim. David HaMelech also used the term Chaim when he said, Es halech lifnei Hashem bi'artzos ha-chayim, meaning that he wanted to be in an area where there was a lot of food. And the Gemara says, if a person sees that his children are not learning enough Torah, he should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. The Marsha says, Pshat on this, that it's not that he should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, in other words, marry a second person, but rather he should see to it that his kids marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, so the grandchildren will be B'nai Torah. We then have a Mishnah. On Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol does the Avodah with 8 Begadim. During the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol only uses 4 Begadim. The 4 Begadim of the rest of the year include the Ksinus, the tunic, the Michnasayim, the pants, the Mitznefes, the hat, and the Avnate, a belt. On Yom Kippur, there were also the 4 additional, the Chayshin, the breastplate, the Ephod, the apron, the Me'il, the robe, and the Tzitz, which was worn on the forehead. And the Mishnah says that the Urim V'Tumim could only be used for requests from a Melech, from the Av Bezdin, or from the Tzibur. The Gemara says that there was Tcheles, blue wool, Argamon, red wool, Tolas Shani, red wool, Sheish, linen, and Zohav, gold. These were the five types of materials used in begadim. We say that threads of linen, sheish, had six strands. Mashzara matara means eight strands per thread. The me'il was equal to 12 threads, and the parechas had 24. The Gemara says that an arel, even ba'inus, is possible to do the avoda. Dafayin base. If someone tears bigdei kahuna, if someone moves the chayshan from the ephod, or if one removes sticks, badim, from the aron, he gets malchus. The Gemara says that the boards of the Mishkan, although they were made from wood, lasted forever and will eventually be used again. We say that the bigdei kahuna are called bigdei srud, since they bring kapara that keeps Klal Yisrael in this world. Srud is equal to sarid, which means remainder. The Gemara says that the sleeves of the begadim are sewn separately, and then they're attached. Bezalel made three arinus. The middle one was made out of wood, and it was covered with gold on both sides. The Gemara says that there are three crowns, and a crown is called a zer, in the Beis Hamikdash. The Mizbeach, the Aron, and the Shulchan. This symbolizes the three crowns of Klal Yisrael. Keser Kahuna, Keser Taira, and Keser Malchus. Mizbeach is the Keser Kahuna, Aron is the Keser Taira, and Shulchan is the Keser Malchus. Two of them are already taken. The Keser Kahuna was taken by Aron. The Keser Malchus was taken by David. But the Keser Taira is open for everyone. And of course, Keser Taira is the greatest of all of them. A Talmud Chacham in a city, people of the city should support him. And Omar Rava, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein toichai kebara, ein Talmud Chacham. The key for a Talmud Chacham is that he should be a Yiras Hashem, not just that he learns Torah. In other words, he should be Yiras Shemayim, he should fear Hashem, not just learn the Torah, rather he should apply it. If he does not do this, it's like spending a life building a gate and never building the courtyard. And finally, we say here that if you learn Torah, but you were not Mekayim it, it's as if you had two Gehenims in your life. One in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, it's because you were busy learning your whole life. You didn't have time to enjoy life. And also, that you get Gehenim in Olam Haba. You get no Olam Haba because you weren't Mekayim the things that you learned. The Pasuk of Vizais HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe teaches us that if a person learns Torah Lishma, it becomes a Sam Chayim, a potion of Chayim, of life. If not, it becomes a Sam Misa. The Tosfos Yerushalmi brings the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, and he says that, which says that if a person learns Torah Shalai Lishma, it's better if he would not have even been created at all. Yes, a question, but we know, Mitaych Shalai Lishma Balishma, so what's wrong with that? So he answers, if a person only learns Torah for his own kavod, then it's a Sam Misa. But if at least he does it for kavod, but he also does it so he should be Mekayim it, then it's okay, and we say, Mitaych Shalai Lishma Balishma. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Yiras Hashem Tohera Amedis Lad, this is about someone who learns Torah with purity of mind. I.e., Noise Isha, the Achar Kach Lemed Torah. First you get married and then you learn Torah, because at that point his mind will be free from bad thoughts. The Gemara says that Maise Reikem is sewing via needle, with the same picture showing up on both sides. Mash'enkein Maise Chayshev is via weaving, so that has two separate pictures on the two separate sides. And finally, the Gemara says, Rav Dimi says, the Kayin who goes out to the Milchama, i.e., the chief chaplain, wears the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. He is called the Meshuach Milchama. At this point, we will conclude this shiur.